this is my birthday. Look how much I've grown. Not only taller, there's so much I know. I'm finally here, I've arrived. I'm bigger on the out and inside. The candles lit, make a wish.
That is the voice of Tim Kubart, who is one of the 61st Grammy Award nominees for 2019 for Best Children's Album. And that's the song that leads off the album Building Blocks, the album for which he's nominated. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on this album.
Thank you so much. Very exciting. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, it's got to be a real exciting time for you to be going to the Grammys, especially given how hard you've worked to make very meaningful music for kids. A lot of it along the capacity of growing and caring and interacting with other people. I'm curious about how you got started doing this.
Oh, starting in children's music in general?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college at Fordham University, it's a Jesuit school, so you have to put in a certain amount of hours of community service to graduate. And I gave a whole list of places that you could volunteer, and I volunteered at a homeless shelter for women and children. I was taking care of kids in the nursery. I was doing story time and helping out with snacks and things like that. And the director of the shelter found out I played guitar, and he said, "Next week, bring your guitar and put on a little show for everybody." And I said, "Oh, I don't know any songs for kids." And he said, "Well, learn some." So I learned The Wheels on the Bus, and I wrote a song called The Octopus Song. And the next day, and the next week, I put on a concert for the kids in the shelter. And it was the easiest thing I ever said yes to. Within a minute or two of doing that, I just said, "Oh, this is what I do. This is what I'm going to do." And it's all I've done since. So I was 19 years old then, and that was 15 years ago.
Wow. That had to be something. It sounds like you found what, at least for this time of your life, is a true calling. This is a song, we opened up with one called Bigger. This song is called Oopsie Doo that you're about to hear. Giving you a little sense
when
of the
I
sound.
Wake up, ready for a brand new day. I think that I know how things are gonna go, but maybe I don't. Sometimes I try my best, but I trip and fall, or miss the ball, or make a mess. But don't worry at all, don't need to be afraid when things don't go my way. I just say, oopsie doo, oopsie doo, you're gonna make mistakes.
There is a song everybody can listen to and relate to, I think, as you listen to it. Tell me a bit about finding out that your album was nominated for a Grammy Award. That had to be very exciting.
You know what's funny? The same way I found out when I was nominated 3 years ago as well, and the same thing happened. I was on a plane while it happened. and it wasn't until my... And also both times, for some reason, I thought the nominations would come out after my plane landed, but they came out while I was in the air. So I found out as soon as we landed, and I turned my phone back on, and I just had a flood of messages from people.
Oh, that's funny the way that works out. It's either something really great or something, or something that might be.
I was at a family wedding, so like cousins I haven't seen in a long time. We're there, so as soon as I landed, I found that out. I went to the hotel where we're all staying, or celebrating my cousin who's getting married, and I had some good news for everybody, too.
I know you've also, in addition to your albums, you've created music for PBS, for Sesame Street, and for use in other works. Tell me a bit about what got you started doing that, and about some of the work you're proud of in those areas.
Sure. It's funny. I started writing songs for kids and families because I wanted to perform songs for kids and families. And I always just thought Like, that was the way I could get up on stages, and that's the way I could be able to travel and do the work that I do. And writing music was sort of just the way to be able to do that. But it's been very nice. My past few albums have gotten some recognition, and so places just kind of started reaching out to me, and one of them is Sesame Street. The first song that they gave me to write for Sesame is the introduction of Julia, who's the Muppet with autism. And I pay very close attention to what's going on in children's media. I was very excited about Julia coming to Sesame Street. And then when the Bill Sherman, who's the music director of Sesame Street, sent me an email and said, here's your first song. And I'm like, this is for Julia. This is a really big deal. He's like, yeah, I know. Make it good. And I'm like, okay, I'll do my best. So that was very exciting, my first one. And I'm just a big fan of big pop music. It's my favorite kind of music, and I'm just in awe of the songwriters of major pop songs. And it was really cool that we got to write a song on Sesame Street that Ellie Goulding sings with Elmo and Abby Cababy. And that's the one all about conservation. It's all about clouds. And that was really awesome to be able to listen closely to the type of music Ellie Goulding makes and see if we can write something that sounds like it would be on an Ellie Goulding record.
Oh, that's terrific. This is Tim Kubart, who you're listening to. His album, nominated for a Grammy Award at the 2019 Grammys, is called Building Blocks. Here's another song from it. It's called A Good Friend's Hard to Find.
Been around the block, falling out of trees, summer spent on green grass stains and scraped knees. Find out new things each day, and each day I'm glad that I have someone to share them with, 'cause a good friend's hard to find.
That song really shows the range of what's contained on this album of Tim's. And you can just imagine listening to this on a car ride, or maybe in bed on a day when you're either getting ready to go to bed or you're in bed because you're not feeling well. It's a very uplifting sounding album. Tim, where did you grow up? And you mentioned music in your work when you were 19, but did you have musical interests when you were very young?
I would actually say no. I grew up in Farmingdale, Long Island, and there was a big music in my house. Both of my parents were not musicians. They were both accountants. My grandfather, my father's father, was a professional harmonica player, but I never had the chance to meet him. I found music in school, actually. And that's in the third grade when they handed us recorders. That's kind of when I started playing music for the first time. And then I loved being involved with a lot of things as I was growing up. So I was always in all the different bands in school. And I picked up the bass guitar so that I could play in the jazz band. And from there, I started playing in rock bands in high school and college. And so that's where I gained my knowledge of songwriting and playing in a band. And then I quickly chose children's music as my profession when I was 19.
Well, it suits you very well. And congratulations on a great album and your Grammy nomination. Do you have plans for L.A.? Will you be there that weekend?
I will. I actually split my time in between New York and Los Angeles now. I also play in another group called Postmodern Jukebox. And that's a group that's not technically for kids, but it's totally good for kids. It's a YouTube project called Postmodern Jukebox, and I'm out there. We're making a series for younger children, for kids, called Postmodern Jukebox. So those videos just came up recently. So I'm out in Los Angeles making all that happen. So I will definitely be at the Grammys on February 10th. This past year, I took a trip to Nigeria through the United States Embassy, and I was working with Nigerian children there. So I were doing music workshops and tap dance workshops and putting on concerts for kids and families. So I'm going to be wearing, in honor of Nigeria, I'll be wearing green at the Grammys.
Well, that's terrific. And I think that series, Postmodern Jukebox, is available on YouTube. Is that right?
Yes, Postmodern Jukebox and Postmodern Juicebox, which is the kid version.
Excellent. Well, look for that. And look for Tim Kubart, T-I-M-K-U-B-A-R-T, at timkubart.com. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I think that's about it. The album's called Building Blocks. Our Past One Home won the Grammy 3 years ago, so you can check that one out, too. And the song that you played, Oopsie Doo, there's a book available currently. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble stores. It's called Oopsie Doo, and it's out there.
Excellent. Tim, good luck, and best wishes for a safe trip.
Thank you so much.
Ooh, I started to feel shy. When I saw those cannonballs fly, like I had to impress. Oh, I started worrying, and it felt like I was hurrying. Riding up to the edge, riding up to the edge. Oh, I see my family, I see their eyes on me. I know my heart's prepared. I'm stepping up to the floor, I'm almost there. Jump. Water, just jump right in. Any way that you want, nothing to be scared of. Ooh, when you're surrounded by love. Ooh, take a breath and just jump right in. Any way that you choose, jump right in. We'll be the right way for you. Don't have to be someone, ooh, that you're not already. I know you're ready to jump. I know I'm not the biggest kid, and I just started swimming in. I still got so much to learn. But I've got a couple of moves. I've been daydreaming about them. While I stand in line and wait my turn. Uh-oh, I see my family. I see their eyes on me. I know my heart's prepared. I'm stepping up to the board. I'm almost there. Jump right in. Scared of the water, just jump right in. Any way that you want, nothing to be scared of. Ooh, when you're surrounded by love. Ooh, take a breath and just jump right in. Any way that you choose, jump right in. We'll be the right way for you. Don't have to be someone, ooh, that you're not already. I know you're ready to jump. With my feet on the board, the sun in my eyes, lifeguards in red swimsuits, and not a cloud in the sky. Got a feeling deep down that my moment is now. I know that I gotta jump, but I'm not sure how. Not a dive or a spin, not a flop or a flip. I'm pushing off without a plan, just gotta go for it. And there's no way of knowing this feeling is brand new. I'm still nervous, but I'm doing what I came here to do. We don't need to be perfect, take a leap.